than regular Sunday nights. Last year, when we did Honor the Graduates, I'd only been here like 4 or 5 months at the time, and I still have a great relationship with those graduates from last year. But this year is a little different. I got to spend the past year and a half with you guys, and we've have some great memories with them. I mean, just awesome times. We could go on forever, but we won't. But I hope they know that I'm proud of them. Proud of both of you. Very proud of you. Proud to know you. Privileged to be your youth pastor for this year and a half. Really. It means the world to me. So tonight's message is going to be short, as the preacher said, but it's going to be a little more personal. And it'll apply to all of us, but really, I believe God gave me this message. And I'm going to preach it really to everybody, but really to these two graduates tonight. And I hope you folks will be all right with that tonight. It'll apply to all of us, but really, I'm preaching it with them on my heart, mostly. But it'll apply to all of us. I want to ask a question first of all. We'll really make a statement more. This September marks the 12th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. We know this. This is 12 years. For me, that September was September 9th when I got saved in 2001. But just 2 days later, we know what happened with the trade centers and the attacks, terrorist attacks on our country. And looking back on that day, how many remember where you were that day? Everybody should probably, unless you weren't born yet. I know where I remember where I was. I was just a young boy at Christian school, Pioneer Valley Baptist Academy. And I never forget, we were out playing recess at this tiny Christian school, probably about 25, 30 students were out in the field of the church, and they called us all in for, you know, early. And I'm just like, oh man, why is recess so short today? I was kind of annoyed. But we got inside, and I remember seeing the high schoolers gathered around a little radio listening to it, and I didn't know what was going on. And then they brought a little tiny TV in the basement of that church, and it was just in black and white, just an old TV that they had in storage, I guess. And it was really kind of scratchy, but I remember seeing those two towers smoking, and I remember seeing them collapse. And I remember seeing, as a little boy, being amazed at it and just scared at the same time, wondering how my parents were doing. I was, you know, hours from New York, but still, as a little boy, wondering, I hope my family's okay, and just being scared. And many of you could talk about the same. You remember every detail that day. Now, shortly after, and even throughout the years, these past 12 years, we see a phrase that's been used so often. They've had signs made up for it. They've had posters made up for it. And the sign says this. It says, never forget. Never forget. And maybe they have that phrase, maybe never forget, just because of how great our country is. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Or maybe it's just a reminder to us of our great country, or a reminder to us of those who died on that day, or a reminder to us of our soldiers who give their lives, and our law enforcement on that day who did. But it says never forget. Never forget. And tonight, church, Kyler, Angie, I want to give you three truths that the Lord gave me. Three truths I want you to never, never forget. Never forget. Today, June 23rd, 2013. I don't want you to forget this night. I don't want you to forget this message. Listen, I've preached many times. Preach many messages. And you know what? It's easy to forget, you know, messages that I've preached. I probably, looking back 2 weeks, I probably couldn't remember what I preached in Sunday school. It's just, our minds are so filled with information. But guys, tonight, please, don't forget this. Try not to forget this. Man, write it down if you have to. But three things I want you to never forget. Remember your youth pastor standing up here, sharing this with you, giving it to you, because I love you, I care about you. Three truths to never forget. Go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Three truths to never forget. Never forget. John chapter 3, and if you're not there, you'll know the verse. John chapter 3 and verse 16, you all know it, it says this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Number one, first thing I want you to never forget, number one, never forget that God loves you. Never forget that God loves you. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. We love Him because He first loved us. Never forget that God loves you. Listen, when all hope seems gone, that's going to happen in your life sooner or later. Many of us can say a time in life when it's gotten a little difficult. Listen, when all hope seems gone, God still still loves you. Listen, when everything is falling apart and you can't seem to make sense of anything, listen, God still loves you. When everyone else fails you, God still loves you. When you feel alone, God still loves you. When you feel unloved, God still loves you. Listen, when you fail God, God still loves you. Church, God loves you. God loves you. Listen, Kyler, Andy, there's going to be times in your life, and I hate to, and you probably already know this, but there's going to be times in your life when it's going to get difficult. There's going to be tragedy in your life. Some of you have already faced tragedy in your life. You've already faced some very difficult times, times that I never had to face as a teenager. And you've faced those difficult times. Listen, listen, never, never, never forget. And those times when it gets so tough and when it gets like you just want to throw in the towel and give up and quit and forget God and forget church and forget all those things. Listen, in those times when it gets tough, please remember, remember when nothing else can comfort or help you, remember that God still loves you. Listen, there's a God that loves you. There's a God that cares about you. There's a God that has a plan for you. There's a God that has a will for you. There's a God that has your best interests in mind. Listen, please, never forget that God loves you. Never forget that God loves you. I could think in my mind, from my youth group, of teenagers that I grew up with, that were in a great youth group with a great youth pastor, and heard great preaching from the Word of God, and sang great songs. And listen, looking at their lives now, it seems like they forgot that God loves them. They forgot that God has a plan for them because of the way they're living their lives. Never forget that God loves you. Never forget that there's a God that loves you and cares about you. Please, I beg you, don't forget that. Never forget that God loves you. Go to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I'll be brief tonight, folks. Luke chapter 15. It's what the Lord gave me, and I want to just pass it on, what the Lord gave me in my heart. Luke chapter 15. This is number 2. Starting in verse 20, it says this, "And he arose and came to his father." The story of the prodigal son. If you know the story of the prodigal son, you know that he asked for his inheritance a little early and went and spent it and wasted it in a far country and lived a terrible, wicked life. And he realized, finally, it says he came to himself, and when he's in the pig pen, eating with the pigs, he realized, man, I messed up. He came to himself. And verse 20 says, "And he arose and he came to his father." He had a big plan. He was going to go to his father and say, "Dad, I messed up. I shouldn't have, I'm not even worthy to be called your son anymore. Father, just let me be your servant. I'll work for you. But please, just I shouldn't have done it." He had his big plan of what he wanted to do. And it says in verse 20, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found, and they began to be merry." Number 2, please never forget, not just that God loves you, but never forget that your parents love you. Never forget that your parents love you. Listen, I'm so thankful for a mom and dad in my life who dragged me to church. I'm so thankful for a mom and dad who disciplined me when I did wrong and told me what was right and told me what was wrong. I'm so thankful to God for parents that took care of me, provided for me. I'm thankful for parents that had rules that I had to follow. And if I didn't follow them, there were consequences. I'm thankful for the godly heritage that I have. I'm thankful for Christian parents that loved me and that took care of me. I'm thankful for my parents, and I know that they love me. And listen, I know your parents. I know your parents well, and I know that they love you, and I know that they care about you, and I know that they have your best interest in mind, and they want what's best for you. Never forget that your parents love you. Never forget that they care about you. Listen, there's a young boy in our youth group who I spoke with this morning. He came to camp with us, and he had a great time, but little did he know that when he got home from camp, his parents were going to split up. You know, I knew that they were going to. The mother had spoken to me about it, said, "You know what? We're going to be splitting up." And I said, does he know? And they said, "No, we haven't told him yet. We're going to wait till after camp." They actually were supposed to tell him before camp, and then they didn't tell him. And then he went ahead, had a great week camp, and they didn't tell him even when he got back. But this morning, I spoke with him, and he mentioned having to move. And I said, "Well, why are you moving? Just to see if..." And he said, "You know, my parents are splitting." And his eyes began to well up with tears. He said, "My parents are splitting." And I sat down with him and said, buddy, you know we love you. We care about you. We're here for you. And listen, there's a young boy who's got parents that really probably don't have his best interests in mind. They aren't giving him the proper care and love that he deserves. And listen, you have parents that love you. You have parents that care about you. You have parents that have brought you to church throughout your lives and have trained you the right way. Listen, never forget that your parents love you. Never forget that. I think of, I don't know if I even should say this, but I can think of my brother who's made some bad mistakes in his life. And I love my brother, and if he ever listened to this, he knows I love him and care about him, and he's admitted this, but he messed up. He made some big mistakes. And you know what? He used my parents sometimes. He took advantage of them sometimes. And it was hard for me to see that. And listen, never forget that your parents love you. Don't make the same mistakes other people do. Man, realize that your parents love you. Realize that they care about you. Love and respect those who God has put in your life. Listen, like I said, this applies to everybody. Some of you say, well, I don't have parents that took care of me, that provided for me. Listen, there's a reason for everything. God knows. But listen, love those who God has put in your life. Love those, whether it's a stepdad or a stepmom or whoever, love those who God has put in your life. Respect those who God has put in your life. You say, well, my parents are gone. They passed away. I'm a senior there. But listen. Thank God for your parents then. I'm just trying to apply it to everybody. Listen, if your parents are gone to glory, thank God for them. And how about this? Try being a good parent, a good example as a parent. Hey, grab those younger parents and help them and encourage them. Help them. That's, honor the legacy of your parents. Listen, never forget that your parents love you. Never forget that they take care of you. And they put up with you. Listen, my parents put up with many of my, I gave them so much grief as a teenager. I look back and I wish I could go back and rewind and do it again, but I can't. Listen, but I know I have a great relationship with my mom, great relationship with my dad. They're coming here in a few weeks. I'm so excited to see them. I miss them. Listen, I wish they were here with me. But they're not. I want to have a good relationship with them. Never forget that your parents love you. Never forget that your parents love you. Man, right at this service, we should go over and throw your arms around them and tell them you love them and you're thankful for them. Never forget that your parents love you. Show them that you're thankful. Go to 3 John, the book of 3 John. We'll turn there. Third John, one chapter. I believe this is true for all parents in the room, but especially those of our graduates. 3 John chapter 4, or chapter 1, verse 4, 3 John verse 4 says this, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Am I right, parents? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Kyler, Angie, make your parents proud. Make your parents proud. Love them. Never forget that they love you. Man, the greatest thing you can do for them is live a successful life and live for God and do what you're supposed to do and make them proud. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Man, remember your parents. Never forget that your parents love you. Please, never forget. And go over to Hebrews chapter 13. And I told you we'd be brief tonight. Hebrews chapter 13. Just sharing my heart, folks. Just sharing my heart. Hebrews chapter 13. Never forget that God loves you. Never forget that your parents love you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says this, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Lastly, guys, I want you to never forget. Please, listen, guys. This is not the most important point, but it's a point that it's the last one. Never forget, number three, never forget that I love you. I do. Never forget that I love you. You know, honestly, preacher, I don't care if I'm embarrassing myself or I'm not ashamed at all. I love you guys. I love you guys. Yeah, I've only known you for a year and a half, but I love you. I'm willing to stand up in front of all these people and say, I love you. I love you. Listen, that verse said, I chose that verse because I've had the opportunity and privilege to be a youth pastor for the past year and a half. And I've not that I was this dictator and had this rule over you, but listen, I was a youth pastor. And it says right there, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy. And Kyler and Angie, you know I love you. You know I care about you. You know that sometimes I've pressured you. And I've kind of prodded you and tried to encourage you. And sometimes, you know, Lord, forgive me. Sometimes I may have pushed a little too hard sometimes. But you know I love you. You know I care about you. You know I'm watching out for you. Because I love you. Because I'm going to have to give an account one day. I'm going to have to stand before God and responsible for your futures, part of your futures. And I want to be able to do it with joy. And I know I will. I know I will. Listen, number three, I want you to never forget that I love you. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And listen, I believe these two graduates deserve a little honor. They've made me proud. I'm proud of them. I'm proud to be their youth pastor. And please, never forget Marissa as well. We love you so much. Man, your youth pastor cares about you. I'm so glad that God has placed you in our lives, in my life. I've learned from you as a youth pastor. Never forget that I love you. Never forget that I'm here for you. Oh, this church is here for you. This church loves you. I mean, we're here for you. If you ever need anything, never forget that I love you. Please. I don't have much to say in that point except for what I've been saying is that I love you. I truly do, with all my heart, care about you. Never forget that God loves you. Guys, never forget that God loves you. Please. I beg you. On my knees, I beg you. Never forget that God loves you. You're going to go through life, and you're going to get jobs. Some of you are already working a lot of hours during the week, and you're going to go to school, and you're going to be away from family sometimes, whatever. But listen, whatever the devil throws your way, he's going to throw things your way. Never forget that God loves you. Never forget that God loves you. Never forget that he's there for you. He loves you. He's there to listen to you. He's there to help you. He wants to help you. He has a plan for your life. Some of you say, man, I don't really know what I'm going to do right now. That's all right. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you who does know. God knows. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for your life. You're not sitting here on earth just to sit around and do nothing. No, God has a plan for you. A special, specific purpose for you. Never forget that God loves you. Never forget that your parents love you. See these dear, sweet folks who I love. Never forget that they love you. Never forget that, man, they've invested so much over these past 18, 19 years in your life. Man, I bet you they can remember when they found out that they were with child. And I know, Angie, you were the last one. And Kyla, you were the last one, I believe. Man, the babies of the family. The last one. They had you and said, man, I'm done. I'm done having kids now. No, but listen. I won't realize it yet. And even preachers don't realize it yet. I don't know what it's like to see that last kid off to out of the house, really. Some of you may live at home for a little while, but you're graduated now. Man, I want you to do something. I want you to think. Try to put yourself in their shoes for a moment. Yeah. Try to put yourself in their shoes for a moment. They're little ones who they probably can think about when they were this high. Kyler probably was always this high, but but listen. Now you're grown up. You graduated. You're moving on. The next chapter. And they're excited and they're proud for you, but it's probably a little bit of a little, not heartache, but really just sadness because they love you. They want the best for you. They want to see you succeed. They want to see you do right. They want to see you live for God. I'm not saying you're going to go out and preach or be in the ministry. I'm not saying that at all. But whatever God does have for you, they want to see you do God's will. That's what they want. Never, never, never forget that you have parents who love you. And be thankful for that because not everybody has that. I'm blessed to have it. You're blessed to have it. Never forget that your parents love you. And please, never forget that I, as your youth pastor, Donald Savini, I love you. I care about you. I'm here for you. Never forget this night, please. I beg you. I hope if I come to you in 10 years, say, hey, remember when I preached at your honor of the graduate night? What was it? I hope you can say, you know what? You told me never to forget that God loves me, that my parents love me, and that you love me. And it'll still be the same on that day. However many years later it is, God's always going to love you. Your parents are always going to love you, and I'm always going to love you. Never forget those things. Heads bowed, eyes closed.